In this round, we're going to look at the idea that we have obstacles in our way. Since you've done the book up to this point, you should be able to go back to the exercise on goal writing where I asked you to think about the immediate obstacle that comes up in your mind. Situations that would really seem to be blocking how you reach your goal. I want you to think about these obstacles, really focus on them. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big do they really seem in your mind? How big do they look if you were to think of them as a metaphor? Secondly, what is the emotional response that you get when you think about these obstacles? Rate it now so we can see the progress as we work through these rounds. The statement is, I have all these obstacles in the way of my goal. I want you to note down on a scale of 1 to 10 how true that feels, and again, any other emotions connected to it. Let's remember that obstacles that we see are two things. They're either limiting beliefs or they are opportunities. When we can see obstacles as opportunities, everything looks different. One of the things that we want to do with obstacles is think about the fact that we can grow ourselves bigger than the obstacle. The obstacle doesn't seem as big. Let's get tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I have all of these obstacles in the way of achieving my income goal, and I can't solve them, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I have these obstacles in my way, and I can't solve them, I feel stuck about them. I accept all of my feelings about this and all of me. Even though I have these obstacles in my way, and it is beyond me to solve them, I accept how I feel about this and choose to just accept all of me. Eyebrow point, these obstacles. Side of the eye, they feel insurmountable. Under the eye, because they are insurmountable. Under the nose, boy, are they blocking me. Chin point, boy, is it frustrating. Collarbone point, boy, do they make me feel stuck. Under the arm, they're blocking my progress. Top of the head, if they would only just disappear out of my way. Eyebrow point, it's all because of these obstacles. Side of the eye, as a matter of fact, I would be so much further ahead if it weren't for them. Under the eye, these obstacles, they're huge. Under the nose, they're so frustrating. Chin point, it feels helpless when I think about these obstacles. Collarbone point, they're really making me feel stuck. Under the arm, it's a no-win situation. Top of the head, because of these obstacles. Take a nice deep breath. Go back to the beginning of the process and recheck your suds level. Repeat this tapping until you feel like the importance or the size of the obstacles that you're picturing start to come down and feel less important. When I mentioned before about making it a metaphor of visualizing it, when you recheck that visualization, the obstacles that you're tuning into should get smaller or lighter or clearer and just feel like less of an issue. You want to bring it down low enough before we move on to the positive But if it doesn't seem to be moving, you might really want to focus in on one particular part of the obstacle or note what emotion is really getting stuck in there. If there's anger stuck in there or there's unfairness, really take the time to address this and be gentle with yourself. Take the opportunity in the workbook to note what's coming up and the feelings that they trigger so you really have the foundation for even more clearing that you can do. In this next round, we are going to do the power reframe for the obstacles. Karate chop point again, even though I have all of these obstacles in my way, and I can't solve them, I release my need to push against them. I release my need to hold on to them. I choose to dissolve these conflicts for my highest good. And now look for unexpected avenues suddenly opening up. Channels suddenly opening up to even better results. As a matter of fact, I am watching in amazement as these conflicts somehow easily and calmly just fade away. Boy, does that feel better. Eyebrow point, I've got these obstacles. Side of the eye, I guess everyone has them. Under the eye, I still can't really solve them in this moment. Under the nose, I release my need to push against them. Chin point, and my need to hold on to them. Collarbone point, I'm choosing to dissolve these conflicts. Under the arm for my own highest good. Top of the head for the highest good of everyone involved. Eyebrow point, I now look for unexpected avenues suddenly opening up. Side of the eye, I look for doors suddenly opening to even better results. Under the eye, as a matter of fact, under the nose, I am watching in amazement. Chin point, as these conflicts somehow easily, quietly fade away. Collarbone point, they just seem less important. Under the arm, I'm not going to let these old things stop me. I am on my way. Top of the head, these old conflicts just getting quieter and dimmer. Just fading away. Quieter and quieter. Take a nice deep breath. Note how you feel compared to when you started the process. When we use these power reframes, we often feel much lighter and more excited.